Is it permitted for a child who's below the age of bar or bas mitzvah to eat before davening without restriction? So we are all aware of the severe prohibition against eating before davening unnecessarily. As recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 89, based on the Gemara in Brachas 10b, that the sages prohibited one from eating pretty much anything or drinking anything other than water before davening shachris. As aside for the general prohibition against eating a meal before you do a mitzvah that has a time constraint, there is a verse in Parshas Vayikra which states, Le'seichlu al hadam, which teaches us, amongst other things, that one may not eat over his blood, meaning until he prays on behalf of his own blood, of his own health. And the sages state that whoever eats and drinks before davening shachris is considered to be doing an act of arrogance, which is viewed very belittlingly in the eyes of God. Even though this prohibition is only rabbinical, it has similar qualities to a biblical prohibition, being that it has an asmachta, a support, in Scripture. Now, for necessary purposes, such as an individual who needs to eat for medical purposes, certain foods, or must eat by a certain time for medical reasons, and is not able to daven beforehand, then since he's not doing it for reasons of arrogance, but for reasons that are medicinal in nature, it is permitted for him to eat and drink before davening in such a case. Likewise, if a person needs to eat or drink so he can concentrate better on his prayer, then not only is it not considered being done for arrogance, but is being considered done for the sake of God, and therefore is permitted for one to eat and drink for this purpose. However, to simply eat and drink because you're hungry without the explicit intent of doing it for concentration and prayer is forbidden due to the above reasons. Now to focus on our specific question, do all these restrictions apply likewise to a child who has not yet reached the age of mitzvos? While we know we have to educate a child to daven, as brought in the Mishnah in Maseches Brachis and in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 106, that from the age of chinuch, a child must be educated to daven Shmina Esrei of Shachris. The question is, what about the restriction against eating before Shachris? Is this restriction also to be educated to the child, even though he's prior to Bar Mitzvah, once he reaches the age of chinuch and needs to be educated to daven Shmina Esrei of Shachris? Or do we say that in the matter of not eating before Shachris, he does not have to be educated? While the Talmud Torah, Rishayim and Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber do not discuss this question, we find an explicit ruling in the Magen Avraham in chapter 106, Sif Katan Gimel, that it is permitted for children to eat before davening, even if they have already reached the age of chinuch, meaning that until they reach the age of bar bas mitzvah, there are no eating restrictions applicable to them. And so records the Alter Rebbe in chapter 106, halacha 3, and adds that it is actually forbidden to oppress them, meaning that not only are they allowed to eat before bar mitzvah prior to davening shachris, but you're not even allowed to stop them from doing so and prevent them from doing so and educate them to be stringent and not to eat. The Alter Rebbe there states, as references the Magen Avraham, that this follows the similar ruling regarding Kiddush. We find that the Magen Avraham and Alter Rebbe likewise rule that there is no prohibition for a child before the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah to eat or drink before Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that furthermore it's even forbidden to suppress them and prohibit them from eating and drinking before Kiddush. So rules the Alter Rebbe in chapter 269, halacha 3, chapter 343, halacha 7. And a similar concept to this regarding other laws is mentioned in chapter 472, halacha 23, and 471, halacha 10. There the Alter Rebbe explains, as likewise explains the Machatzis HaShekel, that since the eating prior to Kiddush is not an essential or an intrinsic prohibition in its own right, unlike the eating of non-kosher food, therefore we don't have to educate the child in it. And the same applies before davening, as there is no intrinsic prohibition of eating food, and it's simply a prohibition due to the davening. Based on all this, we can conclude that there is no restriction to give children before the age of bar or bas mitzvah to eat breakfast before shachris, and they may eat mezainis and even wash on bread for breakfast, and they can even eat snacks and ice cream as they wish. Now, while we do find some achrayim, such as the El Yerab and Kafachayim, who dispute this ruling, practically we follow the ruling of the Magen Avraham and Alter Rebbe, and so likewise rules the Mishnah Brura. Lehalach in chapter 106, Sif Katan Hey, and so is the ruling also in the Melakdim. Nonetheless, despite the above ruling, as the child becomes older, such as from the age of 12 and onwards for a boy, one may encourage the child to not eat unnecessary foods before davening by stating to him that it is proper for him to abstain on his own until after davening. Even though, of course, if he still wants to eat, you can't stop him from eating, as we said, that you can't depress him, nonetheless, he should be taught and educated of the importance of this halacha for him on his own to resolve to keep without being forced to do so by his parents. This is all in reference to eating unnecessary foods. However, foods that are necessary for the child to eat so he can concentrate in his prayer, so he be in good health, and it can't wait until later, and even after bar mitzvah it's permitted to eat these foods, and certainly beforehand there's no room for the child to be stringent, even if he wants to. So to summarize this law, prior to the age of bar bas mitzvah, a child may eat prior to davening without restriction, and may therefore eat a meal with bread and eat treats and the like, and it is forbidden for a parent to oppress his child with these restrictions. Nonetheless, from age 12 and onwards for a boy, it is proper for parents to begin encouraging their child to resolve on his own not to eat unnecessary foods before Shacharis, although foods that are needed to be eaten for health reasons or extra concentration in prayer may be eaten even after bar mitzvah and certainly beforehand.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.